This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. I'm talking about no other than Arizona Silver Exploration Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AZASF. Also, you can find them on the TSX Venture up there in Canada under the ticker symbol AZS. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him, is the chairman, CEO, and president of the company, Mr. Mike Stark. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for allowing me to be here. Thank you.
Give my listeners a little bit about statement. Who are you guys? Where are you located at? And then we'll get into the Q&A.
Sure, be glad to. First of all, we're a very early stage company, exploration only, and we are all three of our properties are located in Arizona. We have the western jurisdiction covered off up by Bullhead City, and that's our Philadelphia property. We have the mid Arizona covered off, and that's a town called Quartzsite. That's our Ramsey property. And then off to the east, a little east of Tucson, Arizona, is our Sycamore property. These are all exploration plays. Our current focus is on the Philadelphia property.
What are your future plans for the AZ properties, being that drilling, permitting, especially on the Philadelphia property?
Well, great call. That's one of our features right now. We've had some great success there. Our last drill results turned in over 40 grams gold and actually 90 grams silver. Small interval, high-grade vein, which is exactly what we're looking for. And we're stepping out now to an area that we did a mag survey, and we may have found where the boiling point possibly could be. And like I like to use the words, we could be on the tip of that iceberg right now. So our next drill will be 10 holes down dip into the heart of what we hope will be the boiling zone. And these, if they're there, will be very attractive numbers.
You know, recently you guys just raised $682,000. And that being, you know, said, in your particular industry, you're constantly raising money. Do you guys sell off the project? Will you excavate it yourself? Just kind of bring us up to the forefront of your thoughts of what do you think is going to happen here?
Great question. One of the biggest reasons we took on this property was the fact that if the high grade vein continued, there could be multiple hundreds, thousands, or perhaps even a million ounces in this location. Proven only by historic area around us, the Oatman District has produced over 2.1 million ounces. And respectfully, we're only 10, 12 miles from that. From geography, well, that's only like next door neighbor. We do know that they mined 77,000 ounces out of a very small 100 meter wide, 500 foot deep interval. And that in the old days was done by pick and axe. So we're stepped out over 300 feet on our next location. And if we continue to have the success that we've already had, this makes it very interesting, and the ounces will add up very, very quickly.
What makes AZ different management-wise, shareholder, and so forth? You know, I always tell people, if you look at a company, you're going to buy it. Always look at management, management, management. Your thoughts on that?
Great. Thank you for asking. This is one of my most proudest parts about us. We have kept all our raises extremely low for the last 2 years in order to keep the structure not only tight, but low. If we would have taken $1 million or $2 million at these lower prices when we were 5 cents, now currently 15 Canadian, that would have actually blown up the structure with over 100 million shares out. And it's pretty tough to move the needle when you got 100 million share count. We only have 34 million right now with no warrants. And I emphasize that all these deals were done with no warrants. And I'm very proud of that. It doesn't give an overhead. It doesn't allow the people to sell the stock and ride the warrant. You're either in with us and behind us and supporting us, or you're out.
Mike, I wanted to talk to you about, in closing here, going forward, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I was asked this in an interview at the Reno, Nevada show. What would I look for in a company if I was investing? And I do have a status that I do, and like a flow fire chart that I follow, excuse me. And it's, I have to tick the boxes. One of the ones is biggest, more important is, has management done this before? Is this the first time or has this been multiple times? And the answer in our case, yes, management has been very successful in the past, built operated mines as Greg has, sold operations for multiple millions of dollars before. So there's a big, big tick. Does management have skin in the game? Currently, management owns 35% of this company inside. That to me shows a lot of credibility. 61% of this company is owned between family and friends and close associates. That's a huge number. This gives the new investors coming in a very good insight that we not only believe it, we stand behind it, and we have skin in the game, is like a lot of people like to call it. We have our money in the property, in the game, and we're not only taking the risk that you are, we're showing you that we believe in what we're doing.
Mike Stark has been my guest today. He's the chairman, CEO, and president of Arizona Silver Exploration, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AZASF. Up there on the TSX, you can find him on the exchange under the ticker symbol AZS. Again, very undervalued. That's my personal opinion, with a market cap around 5.3 to 5.7 million. Mike, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Only thing I ask is hopefully you come back in 40 or 50 days, give us an update on the Ramsey project and the Philadelphia property there in Arizona, and just bring us up to speed.
How would I do that after we get the drill results? I'll be more than proud to come back and talk with you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.